Ryan.com.
And welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you, and now it's time to talk some schools. Those Dave told me to turn it up. It's coming around.
That's all about signal quality.
Oh,
not music quality.
Oh, it's a quality song. Quality in all fronts. We got Wamego Superintendent Tim Winter and Rock Creek Superintendent Kevin Logan in the studio with us. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
All right. Well, it's about the end of the year already. Who would have thought?
It is. It's another year has flown by, and it's a sprint right now. I know Kevin, I'm sure, is just as busy as we are, but every day is jam-packed with activities and wrapping up the school year and also planning for next year. But I know in our school buildings, in about 3 weeks, it'll come to a screeching halt.
Amazing. Just feels like we were talking about like New Year's and all that stuff not that long ago. Now here we are.
Yeah, it's a mad dash to the finish here, and hoping that everybody finishes strong and just put the wraps on a great year.
And it's warm. It's actually like spring-like. Like everything's like coming together. I'm sure there's a lot of excitement in both buildings.
Yeah, it finally is spring, and I guess even maybe summer tomorrow. Sounds like we've got some 90-degree weather, so wish we'd stay away from that for a few weeks.
That's just typical, right? Just a few days of spring.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Oh, well. You got some board meetings coming up, I understand.
We do have next Monday, Rock Creek School Board meeting. School Board meets out at Rock Creek at 7 p.m. Kind of a normal agenda, I believe, going towards the end of the year. Of course, we've got a few people leaving us for either retirements or other placements next year, and we'll be approving some new staff, and we're still looking for some new staff. So pretty typical board meeting. I don't know that there's anything real outstanding on the agenda right now. Continue to give updates where we're at on preparing for construction that hopefully we have a groundbreaking end of July, first part of August. So a lot of movement on the planning coming to an end and starting on the construction part of our projects.
And Tim?
Yeah, well, Migo, similar thoughts as Kevin stated, kind of a typical board meeting. We are going to recognize we have some FCCLA national qualifiers we're going to recognize. Our Wamego Middle School does a Hall of Fame event where they nominate people to be inducted into the Wamego Middle School Hall of Fame, and we're going to recognize those students for their accomplishments there. Our governor's scholars this year, Noah Bailey, a senior, and Alexander Vaughn, both seniors, were our governor's scholars, and they'll be there along with our Teachers of the Year nominees or winners in our district, Rachel Bussing at West Elementary, and Suzanne Sprinkle will be recognized. And Suzanne also was your B104's inaugural community champion recipient yesterday. I heard on the radio, so her and I have traded some thoughts on that. So that was kind of special for her to get that award as well. And then we have another teacher we're going to recognize, Ross Connor, who is a James Madison Fellowship scholarship winner. And that is really a big deal. They only choose one from every state in the country. And Wamego, he is Wamego's third. We have Ross Connor now is that recipient. Sean Horning was a recipient of that a few years ago, and then Troy Hemphill several years ago. So three out of our four social studies teachers are recipients of that. Like I said, only one person from the state receives it. He'll get a scholarship to go to Washington, D.C. and study there for the summer, and then finish a master's program in any university of his choosing. So,
wow, congrats. Yeah. And good company there with some previous winners.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
That is. That's great to hear. Also understand that I got some sports wrapping up as well for both schools.
We do have this next week will be regional softball, baseball, and track. Our junior high track just finished their league tournament this, I think it was the last Monday, and had some outstanding results there. So just looking forward to seeing what we can do to wrap the year up and take it into a postseason state tournament berth.
And baseball team's still?
Baseball team's doing very well, 14-1, 15-1, something like that on the season. doing very well, and they're in a tough, tough regional, so hopefully we can make it through that and get on to state.
Mm-hmm. Our programs as well wrap up their seasons this week, and actually baseball finishes with Rock Creek tomorrow over at Wamego, so if anybody's looking for something to do on a nice spring night, we will play some ball tomorrow. Our teams competed last night. The girls won their games against Chapman in softball, and the boys lost a couple tough ones. They're having a solid year, but unfortunately that loss cost them a league title last night. But they're having a good year. They have regionals next week, as well as track. Track is having a great season. And our middle school track league competition was yesterday. And our 7th grade girls brought home a league title, so they had several individual great performances in 7th and 8th grade, but congrats to the 7th grade girls who won the NCKL title.
On the non-athletic side, I would like to point out we had some really strong showings this last weekend. Our forensics team won 4A state forensics, which is just outstanding. It's not divided in 1A and 2, or Class A and Class 2 and 4A. It's all one group, so we feel really good about that. Then we had a young man, Spencer Dugan, who won the state sports writers portion of the yearbook competition. And then we had some other second and third place finishers there. But overall, it was a really good activities weekend for us.
Always good to be well-rounded, right?
Absolutely.
Excelling in a lot of different things. Graduation, that's coming up. You got some dates on that.
Yes, it is. We have graduation on May 19th, 1 o'clock at Wamego High School. We also have 8th grade promotion Friday the 18th at the middle school. Those are big events, a lot of big plans. Families will fill up the gymnasiums, and if you are coming, I recommend you get there early.
We also graduate on the 19th on Saturday there, and we're at 3 o'clock at Rock Creek Junior Senior High School in the gymnasium. Again, it will be a packed house. Get there early, dress for the weather. You know, we do have the air conditioning on, but it does warm up quite a bit. But anyhow, look forward to congratulating our seniors and sending them off to their future.
And how many are in the senior classes for Wamego and Rock Creek this year?
Oh, put me on the spot. We're right in that 110, 112 range, I believe. Yeah, that's typically where we're at.
We're low mid-70s. I don't know exact the number right now, but bigger than last year's graduating class of 57. That was a very small class. This one's small on average compared to what will be coming up down the road, but I think it's low to mid-70s.
And, talking about those seniors, just some thoughts on this senior class that you're both going to be saying farewell to.
Well, for Tim, it might be a little bit different. He was their high school principal for a couple of years. This is my second year of getting to know most of the seniors. I know a few of them personally, have been able to work with a few of them. There's several of them. You know, I've been able to watch them either perform on the stage or vocal concerts or on the playing field or courts. So I don't have that closer, intimate relationship with a large majority of them. But great kids, respectful kids. I can't say enough about the students that go through our district. Just a great group of students.
And I would echo those comments as well. One thing about this class and most classes that go through Wamego, they are well-rounded. They've had their successes in the classroom, on the sports field, in the fine arts areas. Just a very well-rounded class, and I know many of them are planning, post-secondary education, and some in the career and tech or vocational field, and I know I think we have a few going in the military. So, just a nice, good group, diverse, and has been very successful.
And in case maybe any of those seniors are sneaking off of a class real quick to get to their radio to listen to In Focus, I'm sure that's typically our demographic, I'm sure. But, what advice do you give seniors, maybe not just, your seniors, but just seniors in general as they kind of move on to that next step of their lives? What's some pieces of advice you have for them?
Well, I am starting to think about what I'm going to say at graduation.
Well, there you go. Here's some practice then.
Yeah. So, the general message is to just experience it all. Don't rule anything out. Make sure you stay broad, and just try and expose yourself to as many avenues of life and as many people as possible, and just keep an open mind and realize you got to get up every day and go to work. Whatever it is you're doing, going to school, whether you start your career, you got to get up every day and do something that makes you feel good about yourself and that's productive.
Especially if you get into the morning radio show business. It's very early getting up every day. Kevin, any advice?
I would echo those same comments Tim had about get out and experience the world. Keep your mind open as you're visiting those experiences. But at the same time, one of those things that you come back to always, remember who you are and where you're from and your core beliefs, and work outward from there. You know, get out and see what the world has to offer. You know, our kids at Rock Creek at Wamego, they've got some great grounded experiences, you know, here in the heartland, you know, good work ethic. But get out and see what else is out there so you can appreciate what you had and see if, you know, if your future is here or if it's elsewhere. Don't ever look opportunities and wish that you'd have taken a step one direction or another that you didn't take.
When you look at graduation ceremonies and go to graduation ceremonies, you guys get any flashback to when you were a senior and when you graduated and just kind of the growth you've had since?
I'll be honest, I don't know that I actually flash back at all. You know, you remember your graduation, but it is more of a, you know, the cumulative point of, okay, I'm done with this, I'm moving on. So I don't know that I look back at the time, you look back at the situation more.
I would agree. You know, occasionally I'll think about my graduation, but there's been so many of them now. You know, the ones we have to go to with the schools we work with, but then of course everybody has children, nieces, nephews, and every graduation is special, and it's just neat to see kids walk across that stage with a sense of pride and knowing that they've accomplished something. But then again, I think the message is this is just the first step in a long line of accomplishments and challenges you're going to face. So it's a great moment, but hopefully it's not the best moment of your life. You have bigger and better things ahead of you.
And as Tim kind of alluded to right there, I think a bigger part of the graduation possibly than the graduates is a chance to see the pride of the parents and of the teachers and the school staff members who have played a role in that child's molding, you know, from day one when they come into the world, when they come into our buildings to this day that they are graduating from our schools. You know, I think our teachers, you know, have a huge sense of pride there and that, you know, they were able to touch a life in a positive way.
And not that I was suggesting that it was too far back for you guys to remember. I mean,
sure
it wasn't that far away. But I think back to, you know, my graduation and back when I was in high school, and when you're a student, you know, you're just thinking that just time moves so slow and that just everything's just so slow and that it's like sometimes you just think you'll never get the graduation, and then just at the snap of a finger, it's there. And that to me, that's when I think back to my graduation from high school, that was the moment or some of the thoughts that I was having just that, like, what? I thought it'd take forever to get to this point, yet here I am, and it just seems like it goes by so fast.
Well, I think it goes by faster when you have your own kids. I have a son that's graduating from K-State on Saturday, and we came to Wamego 8 years ago when he was a freshman. And so, you know, 8 years seems like yesterday where he was just, you know, trying to navigate the halls at Wamego High School after being at Little Blue Valley Randolph, going from a class of 20 to a class of 120, and now he's graduating Saturday. So those years just pick up speed every year. It's faster and faster.
Blink and you miss it.
That's absolutely right.
Anything else, gentlemen, before we go?
I would like to it is America, or excuse me, Teacher Appreciation Week, National Teacher Appreciation Week, and not just teachers, but all educational staff. Just want to thank all of our staff and everyone that's a teacher or an educator in Kansas for all that they do, for the hard work that they put in for kids. You know, being the bus driver, the first smile a kid might see as they get on that bus for the day, first friendly greeting, and then that warm welcome in the classroom is what we're here for. And really want to, if you get a chance, tell teachers how much you appreciate them.
And I would say the same thing, you know, this whole week, looking at teacher recognition. We've had some groups around our district who have brought things in for our staff, whether they be treats, cookies, posters, things hanging in the hallway. Thanks to all those people for recognizing the outstanding work that our educators do.
All right. We'll go out on that note. Thanks so much for coming in, gentlemen.
Thanks, Brady.
Thanks, Brady.
Tim Winter with Waumego and Superintendent Kevin Logan with Rock Creek here on In Focus. When we come back, we'll have Lori Feldkamp right here on News Radio KMAN.